Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Elgin Emofanta, 92 of rural Lafarge, died last Tuesday at Vernon Manor in Viroqua. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial with military rites will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery, rural Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be provided for the Lafarge Ambulance Association or Lafarge Fire Department. Elgin Fanta is survived by his wife Mary, daughter Catherine Fanta, son Alan and Sharla Fanta, a granddaughter, a great-grandson, a brother Ernie and Karen Fanta, a nephew, and a niece. Elgin Emil Fanta, 92 of rural Lafarge. Donald D. Stolte, 70 of Loganville, died Thursday at home. Funeral services will be held this Thursday at 11 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Loganville. Burial will follow on the family farm. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg on Wednesday from 4 until 8. Friends may also call at the church on Thursday from 9:45 until 10:45. Dan Stolte is survived by his wife Sherry, 6 children, Ryan and Sarah Stolte, Kim Slama, Josh Stolte and Lexi Stendalen, Jamie Cattle and Miles West, Michael Cattle and Crystal Ernstmeyer, and Carrie and Cody Bell. 8 grandchildren, 2 brothers, Carl Stolte and Steve and Michelle Stolte, several nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Daniel D. Stolte, 70 of Loganville. Charles Chip Pardoon, 90 of Twin Bluffs, died March 24th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 6 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 4 until the time of service at 6. Dates for burial and an informal celebration of life are pending. Chip Pardoon is survived by 4 children, Chuck and Janine Pardoon, Deb Pardoon and Gordy Young, Diane and Bill Rigo, and Chris and Deb Pardoon. 9 grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren. Charles Chip Pardoon, 90 of Twin Bluffs. Virginia A. Gina Jordan, 87 of Spring Green, died March 28th at Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Spring Green Food Pantry or a charity of your choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Gina Jordan include her husband Bob, daughter Jennifer Jordan and Kelly Schmidt of La Crosse, 2 grandchildren, and sister Kelly Benincosa Schmidt of Galena, Illinois. Virginia A., Gina Jordan, 87 of Spring Green. George W. Denman Jr., 65 of Richland Center, died Friday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. George W. Denman Jr., 65 of Richland Center. Carolyn L. Hackett, 77 of Muscadet, died Wednesday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 18th at 2 o'clock at Boscobel Boland Banquet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Carolyn Hackett is survived by 2 children, Sherry Roberts and Todd and Raina Hackett, 4 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Carolyn L. Hackett, 77 of Muscadet. Sherry L. Bunce, 73 of Woodman, died Saturday at SSM Health in Madison. The family will hold a celebration of life at a later date. Burial will be held at Bethlehem Cemetery in Woodman Township. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements. Survivors of Sherry Bunce include 6 stepchildren, Robin Wall of Eastman in Raleigh, Patty Nading of Bagley, Dennis and Linda Bunce of Woodman, Kevin and Patty Bunce, Carrie and Joan Bunce, all of Prairie du Chien, and Kenny Bunce of Las Vegas, Nevada. Other relatives and friends, Sherry L. Bunce, 73, of Woodman.